2 weeks after a family member was swept away by the flood, the Ajayis are still waiting for the water to recede so they can bury him.
But even up till now, it's at the mortuary. You got nowhere to bury him. Everywhere is full with flood.
From the level of water here, it could be at least a week before they are able to do that. Many other families are waiting for news, any news about their missing relatives. The Ogbaru Council Secretariat was a workplace until 3 weeks ago. Now, it's been taken over by hundreds, displaced by the flood. It was the destination for dozens who drowned last week, fleeing from rising water levels threatening their homes. For nearly 3 weeks, it's been where Angela Obi and her family call home. Times, she says, are tough for everyone.
They shared one bag of rice, two bags of rice, along with this local government. Each family and 4 cups of rice and 1 indomie, 70 milligrams.
There could also be trust issues.
They may give us 10 property or 10 that's material. We got 5. That 5 might before you could go to this local government, this community. Everything is finished.
Many areas are completely cut off, and the fate of the residents still unknown.
One of the biggest challenges of delivering aid to victims of the flood here in Anambra State is the level of water. 2 weeks since the flood, there is little sign it's receding, but that's not the only concern here. Fighters of the pro-Biafra separatist movement are also active in this area.
That is said to be a reason why some officials are staying away.
The Zonal Office of National Emergency Management Agency, which covers Anambra State, is working along with the Nigeria Air Force to, you know, reach out to some of those communities.
Aid delivery generally has been slow and inadequate. Victims are concerned that by the time help arrives, it might be too late for some. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Atani.